Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
That's my spiel for today. I believe in it. I believe it's the truth. And I know that you do too. So Karen, welcome to the program. Let's get to this. How are you?
Good. How are you, my friend? Long time.
I'm well. Thank you. Long time no see. Glad to have you back. And we have a lot to get caught up on as usual.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you take full reign here. I know that you want to share your screen to a degree during our chat today. As you look, Karen, over the course of what's been going on in your research, you know, we have time today for a couple of segments. What are some of the most important things that you think we need to be talking about and have our eyes on with regards to the COVID situation?
Well, sure. That's a great question. And I want to tie it back to Boris Johnson, what you just reported on, and the charges that are going to be coming across the globe to our, not just our government leaders, but healthcare leaders as well. And we'll see charges brought against FDA and NIH. The documents that were released by Major Jason Murphy from Veritas, he was a Marine that worked with DARPA. And it clearly explains that the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, we know it came from a bat. He explains how they're made in labs, you know, through EcoHealth Alliance funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as well as to Ralph Baric at UNC and a number of other organizations. So the virus is what's in the injections, what people are calling vaccines. So it's very clear that the vaccines are bioweapons. They took a virus, put it from a bat, they weaponized it, stuck it into a syringe. And there's no gray area. It's very clear. And there's other ways that they can attack global populations. It's not just with the syringe, although that's the most efficient way to get a bioweapon, a chimeric virus gain of function bioweapon in someone's body, but it goes through aerosol attacks and whatnot. So I just think the body of evidence is there. The contracts between our government and Moderna, or the world governments and Moderna, the world governments and Pfizer, you know, it's clear that they're saying, look, you're either going to engage with us on this level and, you know, where we're going to inject these bioweapons into your population, you know, or we're taking over your country. So there is an enemy behind all of this. People have been in denial of it. You and I covered it over the summer. You know, I was saying, look, we might not think we're at war with the CCP, but they say they're at war with us. And much of these weapons were developed in China. So we've gone over that before. But I think what's important is to go through some of these documents and just show your viewers that chimeric gain of function means to weaponize, and chimeric simply means to take from multiple species. So, Fauci is paid for biodefense, not to create weapons. So,
And as it turns out, Senator Rand Paul has really been a hero in all of this, calling Fauci out on all of this.
Yeah, I mean, he's been calling Fauci out about the doing the gain of function research that he lied about. So that's where he started, but. One of the things that I started sharing last week was how to search the NIH grant database. And I noticed the senator started to search that. So Jim Jordan discovered about $50 million in grants to those independent scientists who were advising Fauci about the origins of the virus. So, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars that went to create weapons to use on the global population, including American citizens and our children. And there's hundreds of million dollars that went as bribes, as payoffs for people to go along with the narrative and to silence hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So that's all in the government database. And I'm relieved to know that the good guys are pulling this evidence and they're not being timid at all in presenting it to the American population. So it's an exciting time to see the tables turn.
Excellent. I agree. All right. So what do you have for us as far as documentation and so forth with regards to all of this, Karen?
So this is the letter that Major Jason Murphy wrote to Project Veritas explaining the documents that he was providing to them. So this is just a summary. This is straight from Project Veritas. And what Major Murphy was saying is that the SARS-CoV-2 virus is an American created bat vaccine. So he's saying the vaccine is the virus, right? He says it's created by EcoHealth Alliance at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And all the details regarding his claim that he just made can be found in this folder. So just, I just want to go through this real quick. I read the whole letter, but part of what he says is like, look, I'm providing you enough information to start an investigation and to correct the pandemic strategy. He says before America, we didn't know our enemy, and now we do. And he says the problem can be framed appropriately and specifically against a confirmed hypothesis, which is that this was a bioweapon made in a lab unleashed on the global population. So maybe that's part of the reason why we're seeing all of these 180s being done in regards to protocols and mandates. And he says, look, limiting disease transmission can be dropped as the strategic end. He said it's not the actual problem and it's not feasible. And I'll explain that in these documents. They explain that the SARS-CoV-2 virus is not transmissible. It's very unlikely for human-to-human transmission. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then lastly, he says, look, basically the strategy is early treatment protocols, prophylaxis, you know, quarantine the sick and the weak. That's how we can get back to, you know, reviving America. Or making America great again. So this is the document from DARPA. They put this out. This is from our Department of Defense as a request for proposal for ways to prevent emerging infectious diseases from becoming a pandemic, specifically also how to protect their soldiers. Now, this is literally from their proposal, and it's a little cartoon. So the reservoirs are the animals, you know, it's a bat, an ape, or a bird. It can also be a swine, a pig. And the vector, what they're saying is a mosquito. So a mosquito would sting a bat, and then the bat would sting the pig, and then the pig would, or then the mosquito would then sting the soldier, and that's how he gets infected. This is a made-up story. This is completely fictitious. Viruses don't naturally jump from animals to humans because of a mosquito or because, you know, a bat made out with a pangolin, as, you know, John Stewart had said, that's not what happened. They're made in a lab. So this is a completely fictitious story. It's, you know, and what they explain, what Diffuse explains from Eagle Health Alliance is they explain how this does actually happen. You have any questions about this?
Well, no, I'm just looking at the time, and I want to give you due justice. We're up against a break, Karen, so let's come back and pick up right here where we left off. Ladies and gentlemen, a very short break. We'll be right back with Karen Kingston. Stay with us.
The right side.
All right. Okay, folks, we're doing a very quick spot right here, and we have with us my co-host, Allie Frazier. Allie, have you... You ever been a co-host on the longest-running radio talk show in the country before?
I will say this is a first for me.
Okay, it's the first time on radio? Well,
no,
you're doing...
No, not my first time.
Okay.
But definitely a good time.
All right, very good. Well, you're doing very well, so we'll have you come back and co-host with us again. And so this commercial soon... Okay, we're going right back to... so far, Allie... Are you learning something here?
I am, yes.
All right, here's some more. Go ahead, bring it back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where conservative values rain down like manna from heaven. I'm here today with one of my dear friends, Karen Kingston, and we're getting caught up on what she's got on her mind. And Karen, let's continue on with the screenshot and the slides that you're sharing. Let's continue.
Sure. Okay, as we said, this is a fictitious story. Viruses don't jump from animals to humans in nature. That's not how God created his kingdoms. So this is the proposal from EcoHealth Alliance. It's called Diffuse, Diffusing the Threat of Bat-Borne Coronaviruses. This is their response to the RFP from DARPA, from our Department of Defense. And I'm going to save your viewers about 20, 30 pages of reading. I'm just going to go straight to the cartoon from the proposal. And they go into detail how they do this. They say, look, we found bats in Wuhan that carry the SARS coronavirus, the bat one. That little R is the bat, stands for bat. So we found a bat coronavirus. And the QS stands for quasi-species. They're like, in the same cave, we found some bats that carry the human coronavirus, SARS-CoV-1. And if you guys are looking for the cave, it's located at the Wuhan Institute of Virology address. That's where the cave is. So they explain how they make the weaponized viruses. They say, look, we're gonna extract the codons, the genetic sequences from the bat. We're going to put them in the backbone of a human coronavirus. We're going to add other viruses. And it says right here, we're going to construct chimeric. So we're going to construct multi-species weaponized viruses. And then what we're going to do is we're going to inject them into humanized mice. And keep in mind, they do have to use human embryonic cells throughout this process to ensure that a non-human, a virus from a bat, will adhere to human cells. So they do this to the mice, and then they're going to use predictive modeling. They're going to use artificial intelligence and computer generation to make different variations, different variants, and different mutations for the virus and the spike proteins. So this is how you make a virus that jumps from a bat to a human in a lab. And real quick, this is out of their proposal. The first sentence says exactly what I just said, but it goes on to say that the virus will reconstruct the full-length WIV1, the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein, the SARS-CoV, which causes humanized mice clinical signs, illness. Anyway, and then they say here, this is what's so appalling about what they did, is that the clinical signs, so your symptoms when you're getting sick, it's not going to be reduced by the monoclonal antibodies or vaccination. Why? So the antibodies that your body produces to the virus aren't going to work against the spike protein that causes disease. And the vaccination is not going to work either, because the vaccine makes you produce antibodies, and they constructed the spike protein to make sure those antibodies bounce off of that spike protein like bullets to Superman. And if you guys don't believe me that the vaccine is the bioweapon, well, it says here in Pfizer's approval from August 23rd on page 25, we went over this before, the mRNA in Comirnaty is a single-stranded mRNA encoding the full-length SARS-CoV-2 spike protein derived from the WIV, the Wuhan HU1 isolate, uploaded to GenBank from China. So just taking this kind of like full picture, I've shown this stuff before. It's in documents from our government that this is a bioweapon. And then talking about that the antibodies will not bind to the spike protein to prevent inflammation. I've presented this on your show before. This was published in February 2020. These two guys here, Barney Graham, works for the NIAID under Fauci. Jason McClellan works for Moderna, and they say right here that they created the spike protein, added two amino acids, and they tested several SARS-CoV-2 antibodies, the receptor binding domains for the antibodies, and found that they don't bind to the spike protein that they created. So this is the spike protein that's produced by the vaccine that was made with Moderna, the NIAID, and apparently our military. And that's just a picture of it. And then I've shown this before. This is how it binds beautifully to the receptors in your heart, lungs, and kidneys, the spike protein that's produced by the virus. And then this is it flatlined. These are three monoclonal antibodies that your body would naturally produce, and they bounce off of the spike protein. So they can't prevent it from binding in your heart, lungs, and kidneys. And this is, again, it's February 2020. This was published. This is just them showing their art, their work. This is a great part of the proposal to answer the question, was this an accidental lab leak?
All right.
No, it was not. No, it was not. This part of the proposal, they talk about how they're going to vaccinate the bats, but vaccination is simply to inoculate them with the human bat coronavirus. So how are we going to infect the bats with our weaponized virus? So Dr. Rock out of USGS National Wildlife has three proposed delivery systems that he has created or collaborated to get. One is transdermally applied nanoparticles. What does that mean? We're going to put something on your skin. It's going to be in a nanoparticle delivery system that then can infect the bats with the virus. Second, they're going to give the bat something to eat. It's an edible gummy. And last, is they're going to use aerosol spray to spray the bats. But the last part was really what got me, Doug, which is I'm going to read verbatim from the proposal. We're going to have automated sprays triggered by timers and movement detectors at critical cave entry points. So as the bats move in and out of the cave, they can infect them with a spray with the virus. Or if all the bats, let's say about 500 of the bats, they get in their cave and they're waiting for their subway to come at 5:05 p.m. and they know there's 500 bats waiting for the subway, they can then use the aerosol attack and infect them with this bioweapon virus. Do you have any questions or comments about this?
I would think that I would be reading a Hollywood movie script had I not been talking with you. So they're going to – now how – so we could be – I mean, we try not to get into – conspiracies over here. We're in the subway, we're waiting for our subway, and they're going to spray us. What about these chemtrails? What about everything else that we're seeing in the skies? What else can we possibly worry about? They're going to so they do this with the bats. They really do have in their caves these automated triggered systems that whereby aerosols are now sprayed onto the bats. Now what in the world do you make of it, Karen Kingston?
They're talking about human beings. Yeah, they're not talking about bats. So this needs to be shut down now. And, let's not have this conversation, like, because I don't, there's a fine line between being, vigilant and cautious and paranoid. So I think this information has gotten out to the right people. I want to keep going. So the other reason why there's enough evidence to say that this was not unintentional, this was an intentional release, is in the proposal that Jason Murphy, Major Jason Murphy, released to Veritas. He provided addendums. One of them was a publication from EcoHealth Alliance from March of 2016. You can see the title is SARS-like Wuhan Institute of Virology, Coronavirus is Poised for Human Emergence. And this is the abstract that I pulled up. I'm just going to summarize. I'm not going to read the scientific words. What they say is, like, look, we've created a SARS-CoV virus from bats, and it does a great job at causing infection, disease, inflammation, and death in humans. Here's the problem. Because it weakens once it infects the bats or the humans, once it gets injected, the body becomes weaker. So human-to-human transmission isn't likely. So it's not of pandemic potential. We need to make a couple more adaptations. So this was ready, locked and loaded, ready to release in 2016, but they were saying it's just not of pandemic potential. This is SARS-CoV-2. This is what was released on the American people. And I read a study, it was in one of the peer-reviewed journals at the beginning of this outbreak in early 2020. The first 13 people who were infected and hospitalized in Wuhan, they were exposed to about 600 other individuals, including healthcare workers. There was not one case of human-to-human transmission. SARS-CoV-2 is not transmissible. That's part of the reason why you're seeing these charges being brought against our world leaders. There was never a pandemic, and it's articulated in these documents. Unless you're severely, severely immunocompromised, it's nearly impossible to become infected with this. In 2020, people were like, well, what happened? Either what happened in New York City or in Kings County at that nursing home, there was a bio attack in an aerosol spray or some other kind of inoculation strategy, such as a surface, like a transdermally, or what happened was people had the flu.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, yep. You're on it. You're on the tip of the spear as usual. And those are the things that we covered in a show just the other day with a document that was produced by Philip Hyland, an attorney over in the UK. And we've covered that in depth. And you're right, Karen. There are groups out there, two of them, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, preparing a case right now against Boris Johnson of the UK and other world leaders for crimes against humanity, and an organization over in the UK called NICE, that was that dealt with elderly care centers in the UK that basically were exterminating the elderly, much as like we experienced in New York City here in the United States. All right, so we're up against a break, my friend. Let's come back and continue right after this very short break. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen.
All righty. Okay, we're back. Allie, one of the things here, when he's talking about what happened in UK. Now, they're trying to back away from that. In fact, In the UK, their equivalent to our AMA, American Medical Association, their equivalent said a long time ago, hey, these vaccines are not fit for human consumption. Now, they were much more honest than our AMA. They said they should not be taking these, yet the global depopulation movement headed up by Gates and Fauci and others, they continued to force it upon the people. And so, and that's what happened here too. And we'll talk about that later. Let's go back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm right smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain between the two shining seashores in the United States Republic of America, inspired and created by God himself. Also with someone who was inspired and created by God himself, I'm with Karen Kingston. Karen, welcome back. And this is always exciting, always, you know, on one level, it's befuddling because you read the stuff that, I mean, gosh, the stuff that you bring forward is incredible. And we have now documents from DARPA and other things that you're guiding us through. So let me just turn it back over to you. Walk us through the remaining portions of your presentation.
Well, before I do, though, you say like we were created by God. We were created
absolutely.
In God. Yeah, I mean we were wonderfully and fearfully made in our mother's wombs. And you know, if someone needs a reason why they don't want the vaccine or their child, just say, I do not want synthetically created bat genes in my body. Right. Yeah. I don't want something from a bat injected into my body.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I know it's reasonable. Right. I say, no, thank you. No, thank you for I don't want bat genetic material in my body. I don't think I want that either. So that's a really easy way to say no, thank you to the vaccine. So anyway,
thank you.
No, thank you. All right. So let's go. We're going to wrap this up quick. I want to go straight to the rejection letter from DARPA. This is really important because no major media outlet is covering this. They're saying that they rejected it because it was too dangerous. But the other reason why they rejected it was because of DURC, D-U-R-C. That's dual use of research funds. So what that means is that DARPA, our Department of Defense, knew that this was being funded by other government agencies. So they didn't stop it.
Yeah.
I know, did not stop it. But let's go back to the proposal that EcoHealth Alliance Peter Daszak provided. He provided biographies and even org charts and payroll for the team members. If anyone wants to know, Dr. Zhengli Shi, she is at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. She's the Batwoman. Her salary is about $26 an hour. I don't have that slide for you, but he has that in his proposal too. But what's important is Peter Daszak, the head of EcoHealth Alliance, he says right here, look, I got $130 million from USAID, which is another government taxpayer dollar organization, for PREDICT. And PREDICT is to identify emerging infectious diseases across the globe. And what he says to our DOD is like, hey, if you go down here to this line above Ralph Baric, he goes, don't worry, we're not going to get caught creating these bioweapons because it's my job to provide evidence of the bat origins of SARS-CoV-2 and emerging viruses. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's being paid $130 million to find out where these viruses are coming from animals. And then he's actually making the viruses with enemies of America. And then Ralph Baric is on here too. So I just want to show you guys, this is, you can look this up yourself, Google USAID PREDICT. And this talks about how he is going to identify spillover or spread from animals in emerging regions. And one of the countries I highlighted was China. So China is identified. But this is the really damning information for Fauci. So Fauci has said many times on the Senate floor, I have never funded gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology or since the stay was put in place that we cannot fund it. Well, just between 2017 and 2019, Fauci paid EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, almost $2 million directly for understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence. And if you click on the description, it is almost verbatim what's in the DARPA EcoHealth Alliance pitch. So he paid almost $2 million to Peter Daszak, to EcoHealth between 2017 and 2019 for that project that the DOD said was too dangerous. So he was blatantly lying. He also paid Ralph Baric a total of $8 million. So Ralph Baric was making the sequences for this weaponized virus, sending them to Zhengli Shi in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then she was injecting them, you know, or creating them from the bats and injecting them into mice. And they were working together as a team, Dr. Barak and Zhengli Shi. We've covered this on your show, too. Yep. And the China Daily News has covered it. Then it just says here, this is Professor Barak says he's going to create recombinant chimeric spike proteins from the known bat coronavirus. He says, I'm going to weaponize a virus from the bat coronavirus right here. And we're going to make it more deadly and more disease causing. This is from the proposal from EcoHealth Alliance. And then it gets even worse because you're like, well, he just funded that proposal. Oh, no. Fauci is, as of last year, gave EcoHealth Alliance another $2 million to do gain-of-function bat coronavirus. And this one's with the Nipah virus, which is in fruit bats. And the Nipah virus has severe brain swelling and a 70% mortality rate. Oh, and by the way, they predicted there'd be an outbreak in Southeast Asia, and that's where the research is being done. And in September of last year, there was a small outbreak in India in Southeast Asia, where children had severe brain swelling and died. And then it still gets worse, Doug. I mean, this is a proposal for $1 million that Fauci gave to Christopher Boder at the Henry Jackson Foundation for Military Medicine. Fauci gave Dr. Broder $1 million. And in the description of the abstract, this is the definition of gain-of-function research. He says, we're going to take, these are from bats, the cedar virus, chimeric viruses. We're going to encode glycoproteins from the Nipah virus and the Henipah virus. And we're going to explore the potential of a novel Henipah virus vaccine. They're going to create the virus. So it says right here, they're going to construct and rescue Cedar virus, Nipah virus, and Henipah virus from bats. So they're going to create gain-of-function weaponized viruses from three types of viruses in different types of bats. They're going to create chimeric viruses, multi-species viruses, and cell-based infection in studies. And they're also going to then measure the immune response in immunocompetent, immunodeficient mice. And these are humanized mice. So they're going to see how humans would respond. And then they're going to test the abilities of the vaccination. So basically, they're saying, we're going to create the virus right here, multi-species virus. This is 2021 grant that Fauci wrote to this person. Oh, and then he gives them another $5 million to create the vaccine and therapies for the virus they just created.
So that harkens back to 2002 when you broke on this program the news that they had created the vaccine and the virus itself back in 2002. They're doing the same thing again in 2021. Old habits die hard, Karen.
Yeah, but these are unfortunately more deadly viruses. And it's from multiple species. And it's from, I mean, people ask, like, do you know, they don't believe that this is a spiritual war. I mean, this is an attack on God's greatest creation, which is man. And it's taking really what we would somewhat consider pestilence of the earth. We're talking about bats and rodents and taking their genetic material and injecting it into man. The vaccines contain luciferase and they contain plasmid DNA. The purpose of those two vehicles is to allow for genetic material to be infiltrated and integrated with human cells.
Right.
It is
frightening. It is absolutely disgusting. I agree. Now, listen, Karen, for John and Jane Doe on the streets of America, who, although it may be hard for us, you and I, to believe, who might not understand why in the world would Fauci and, you know, Broder and Ralph Barak, why would they do this? Why? I mean, is it because they want to, they're creating a virus, they're creating then and inventing the vaccine. Is it purely for monetary gain, or are there other devious, more sinister things in play here?
I mean, it's for power and control over people. And, you know, one of the first objectives would be to depopulate the population so there's less people to control.
That's where I was going. Yeah, I think it was it's genocide.
It's genocide, and it's also they're playing God. So keep in mind that with the CRISPR technology and with NGS, next generation sequences, scientists figured out how God made man in, you know, in his image. They found the code, and they just thought, well, you know, we're going to play God now. We're going to make our own species. That's what this is. And they've been doing it for decades in the labs with animals. And so, you know, if you think about hunters, I guess this is the ultimate kill, is to now let's try to create a new species out of man.
All right, let's stop sharing the screen and come back to you and me for a second, Karen. Okay. What is, okay, well, look, all right, that's a lot to take in. And as always, I'm going to try to see if I can get those documents from you, Karen, so that we can put them up on the Karen Kingston section of my website.
All righty, we are back. And folks, see, we were telling you about this depopulation thing back in the 1980s. Back in the 1980s on this radio program, we were telling you, I was sitting in their meetings, we were naming the players and telling you who was involved, and their goal was to depopulate, and they've kept the same number down to 500 million people, and that's all the way back from the 1980s. We're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, my co-host, Allie Frazier, will be taking phone calls. And so, are you ready for some calls, Allie?
I'm ready.
And the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888-677-9673 nationwide. We'll be back right after this with more.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. Thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything, but now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? Daddy, did I have to die?
Alrighty, we are back. And here, you know, Allie, sometimes I have a hard time. I can always remember voices, but remembering the names. And with your name, it'll be easy to remember. Now, do you know why? When I think of you, I think of the Thriller in Manila. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
No, you would. That was way before you were born, probably. Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, they fought.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and you're not the first person to say that, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. There you go. All right. You ready to take some calls? Oh, by the way, you know, when they talked about the bat, having bat cells, the serum, there's something that's even worse, and that's those bioweapons were made also with the cells of aborted babies, which is, you know, if there's no other reason for not taking it, that alone, as cannibalism. Let's go and take Tom, you're in the air.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you people, and I appreciate your show. And I it's good that you guys are bringing this knowledge to people and trying to wake them up. My question is, you know, again, I just amazed again how many of us or how many people in this country are dumbed down from all this things going on. And I know the key to it again is relying and following scripture. And again, staying with the Lord and God's will and his plan for us. I know he already has the victory. My question is, though, is that, is there some chance of maybe people that are non-believers or somebody, you know, people like, you know, like not a revolution, but people rebellion against this and maybe.
Well, yeah, it's happening now. They're happening all around it. Okay. You know, the entire, you know, all over the world, you just had an anti-vax march about a week ago. So, I mean, in all the different countries here, in Washington, D.C., you had thousands and thousands and a huge amount of people came out. And in Canada, right now in Canada, we told you before, up to 70,000 trucks. And they're going to do the same thing here. We're tired of the vax. We're tired of the mask. We're tired of all of this control. It's about control and depopulation. In fact, we need to warn the people that in Canada, right now in Ottawa, there's going to be, we believe that there's going to be a major false flag terrorist attack, and we believe the CIA's Mockingbird media already spinning this humongous. So we believe it's going to be the deep state, the dark state are going to do a false flag there in Ottawa, and we can expect that. We are at war with the Antichrist world system.
Mm.
Yeah. I got to move on, but thanks for calling, yeah. Tom. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, I got a prettier co-host tonight than you.
Quick thing for Ali. I'll just bring up two things on the abortion. I don't know if you see this, Ali, but I just read a book on George Soros. It's not comprehensive, but it just came out. One of the things it points out is how Soros is pro-abortion, but he's doing it through NGOs specifically. But another thing, there was a whole chapter on the media, how much money he's funneled into the media, and they gave examples how basically they wrote an article in favor of him for the Seattle Times that he basically paid for. So I don't think people realize, or even I realize, how much of what's put in the media that's pro-abortion or so-called abortion rights is actually paid for to depict it as news, or in the general news where it's not news, where it's actually just paid for.
Not just Soros, Cliff, but you also had Gates gave $370 million to the media to lie. Get out there right. To lie. Lie through your teeth. And that's what they're doing.
Right. And the other thing I think is, I was listening to the Sergeant Reports. They had a thing with Sophia Smallstorm. And they said that some of this graphene oxide, which is in the vaccines as a conductor of electricity, was actually on the beachfronts in Europe. But I parallel that a little bit with abortion, because this is not about health. It's about, you know, partially about getting something in the body that's going to connect people to the web. And the abortion thing, for example, they use the argument that, oh, it's 3 weeks, it's not really life, you know, up until 3 months, 4 months. But that's nowhere near the argument. These people are for after birth. So they're basically turning over their own argument, like turning over dirt. You know, it's not about that. And even if you look at some of the what emerged, I think, with this pandemic, is that the Democrats, you thought, well, maybe they're pandering to a group that'll vote for them, saying they're pro-abortion. No, they're so pro-abortion that it's their number one thing.
The death culture. That's why they're called Deathocrats. I got to move on. Yeah. The lines are all up. But thanks, Cliff. Let's go to Dara. Dara, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor. I just want to let people know what's going on here in New York City. What they're doing is calling people. I got a call today from the Department of Health, and they are offering to come over to my apartment and give me a vaccine.
Oh, brother.
Okay, and I'm saying, you know, I don't know. I'm a senior, so maybe they're just calling all seniors, or maybe they know which of us have not gotten the vaccine. Or
oh, they know. They know. Yep.
They know. Well, you know, I had an idea. Like if they say to me, well, I would say to them, well, I've been vaccinated already, and they'll look at their papers confused, you know, and they say, well, we don't have you down here. I said, well, I don't know because I was, and then they'll go through it. Where were you vaccinated? Blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine? I mean, if they're starting to, like, actually come over to your apartment and, like, you know, here, we'll give you something in the house, okay? No, thank you. Anyway, that's
well, I can say I was vaccinated. I was, you know, with a real vaccine about... 50 years ago,
yeah,
when I went into this
polio.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I also do want to say that I've been taking Wendy's some of Wendy's products, and her astragalus is fantastic. Okay, and I really think it's really keeping me kind of healthy. Right.
She's
and,
when it comes to natural medicine. That's her. Now, when it comes to natural diets and food, tomorrow. I've got Peter Glidden on with me tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be, he's always up on what's happening, too. But, you know, these people, too, so many of them, the naturopaths, they've been under attack. You know, just like we have, you know, the Christian media, they're always trying to come after me. Over the years, you've heard how many times they've tried to take me down.
I've heard that, but you're still standing. And, and you have God's protection. And that's, you know... I don't know how people can go around and not depend on God. I just don't get it because that's the only thing for me because things are too crazy now.
Absolutely.
100%.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless, Dara. Thanks for calling.
God bless.
All righty. Ollie, you just jump in. If you want to make a comment, you want something, just jump right in.
Okay, all right, I'll do it.
All righty. So let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Sanders.
Hello, Bruce.
I want to thank you. It's sad news you brought me because of Joe Clark's passing.
Yeah, Joe was a dear friend for over 40 years.
Yeah, I knew. I was good friends with Joe Clark since about 2014. And one thing I do know, he took the jab, the Moderna shot.
Yeah, I know he did.
Yeah, and how can I put that? I kind of confronted him in a brotherly way about it, and I said, "Why did you do that for Joe? Don't you know what's going on? This is part of the global depopulation agenda." And he just kind of brushed me off, and so I didn't. I just discovered this like maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I was really heartbroken. Then next thing I know, he ended up in the hospital for a chest infection, and the last time I heard from him was like 6 days ago. I got a text message from him, and I never heard from him since. So I found out his death through your radio program this morning from last night's rebroadcast.
Well, what they do is they get you in there when you, and what happens is once they've taken the shots. But even the ones that don't, they, we've had some several of the people we've talked about had on the radio program. They try to push that Remdesivir on them. Okay.
Yeah. And, so that's what happened with Joe. Then he got. They did the protocols on him. Then.
According to a call that we got at our office, that's what happened to him. That, and I'm sure he wouldn't have taken it voluntarily. But
all right, that might have been me. I called this morning. I didn't know if it went through or anything, but that was kind of like what I was suspecting. So I don't even know what hospital he's in. He just said I'm in the hospital, and he I didn't get much information from him. That was like 6 days ago.
Joe was a man who. You know, he was a man that was after the Lord's own heart. Joe was a real active pro-lifer. You know, the last conversation I had with Joe, you know, we made several songs together.
And yeah, I know, yep.
The last conversation I had with him, in fact, we did that Potentate, was that we were going to make one more song together. We were going to record one more song while we were still yeah. around, and we never got that done, but... Anyhow, I know that Joe, I have no doubt that he's heard, well done, my good and faithful servant, because he was. And he yeah. always put other people before himself.
Yes, I got a Bible from him, a large print Bible from the Bering Precious Seed Ministry. He bought me, I got real bad eyes, so he bought me a large print Bible, which I'm reading right now. So.
All righty. Well, I got to, yeah, very quickly,
okay,
go ahead.
He was attending a church here in Akron, Ohio, called the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit, and the priest was pushing the poisonous popes, you know, like promoting him from the pulpit. So that might explain why he took the jab, I'm thinking.
Well, I would sure hate to be in that priest. I'd hate to be in his shoes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to confront him about this, Pastor. I'm going to go down and confront him about it.
All righty. Let me know what he says. Okay. Got to move on. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Okay, thank you. God bless. All righty.
God bless. Okay. There you go. Boy, I'm going to tell you. What do you think about all that, Allie?
It's wild. It's wild. Crazy stuff.
We're living in, you know, here I'm seeing, and I'm not the only one, a number of other pastors that I've known have seen the same thing. And it seems like the Lord is like he's, he's taken a lot of the heroes of the faith home early before things get really tough. I mean, that's my opinion. And cause
I've been to probably, oh gosh, maybe 4 funerals in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're people are dying in huge numbers. I mean, the increase in, again, they're being killed off. And here you've got the deep state. See, the reason that Fauci is not being put on trial for murder and Gates and that is because we don't have a Department of Justice. We don't have the Department of Justice used to be an independent department. Now, with Merrick Garland, it's just a part. It's like a strong arm, a part of the Democratic Communist Collective. They're going out there, going after Christians, going after patriots. It's as anti-Christ and anti-American as you can possibly get nowadays. They've
not good at all.
No, they have no legitimacy. They've turned into a bunch of dirty cops, really dirty cops. And so,
not a good thing.
Nope, not at all. Who do we have next? Do we have time for more calls, Andy? Okay, we don't have time for more calls. All right, so now we're at the time, the most important part of this program. Ollie, we always start off with Scripture, and we always end with Scripture.
The way to do it.
And the most important thing to anyone, the time will come for everybody out there listening. Everybody out there listening to me, listen, you can count on this. It's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. You're going to die. And when you die, it's not really complicated. There's one ultimate authority. There's only one complete and total authoritative explanation from creation unto now. And that's God's word right here, the King James Bible that I have. And folks, here, when you die, you're going to end up either in heaven or hell. It's appointed on once to die and then the judgment. Now you say, well, you know, I don't think I necessarily agree with that. It doesn't matter what you agree with, okay? It's going to happen. There's no chance. There's absolutely zero chance that it won't happen. You're going to end up either in heaven or hell. There's no in between there. And there's only one way to avoid hell. And the Lord Jesus Christ made it very, very clear that there's no other intercessor between God and man but him. And here's what he said. In order to, he did what it took. He became a sacrifice. He took the punishment. You see, a holy God has to punish sin. That's what holy gods do. They punish sin, right? And a holy God has to punish sin. And so it goes this way. We needed the only thing that the Father would accept. The only thing that he would accept would be a perfect sacrifice to keep him from sending all of us to hell for eternity. And the only one that could provide that completely perfect, totally sinless sacrifice was the Lord Jesus. If he decided not to, we'd all been in a world of hurt. But Christ hung upon that cross. He took our place, a substitutionary death. This is for real. But here's what he said. In order to receive this, you've got to pray to the Father. He says, pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. There's got to be repentance. There are those people out there that are preaching today, especially that Word of Faith movement, that repentance is not necessary for salvation. Well, that's not what the Lord Jesus said. He made it very, very clear. Unless you repent, you too shall receive damnation. And so you need to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and then once you've done that, then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, with absolutely no reservations. You've got to put him first. That's what he said. He said, unless you put me before your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, he's got to be first. And then if you do that, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And once that happens, you'll be on the road to eternity. And folks, and you will have everlasting life. And so here, that's the long and the short of it. And we're running out of time here now for tonight. Ollie, I want to thank you for being here. And, we'll have to do this again. I'll probably see you on March 11th or 12th over there with Molly and bringing America back to life. Well,
absolutely,
we're out of time.
You will, yeah.
All righty, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. And, well, God bless. Thanks for being here, Ollie. And to all the folks there, I said hi. All righty. Till tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.